Welcome to Fiyam Yerushalmi. Two small previews before we start. Number one, we're using the daf, the Tzuras HaDaf of the Oiz V'Hadar edition, the same edition which is being used by the Art Scroll, which is much shorter than the previous cycles of Daf Fiyam Yerushalmi, which used the Shas Vilna. There the dafim were much longer. The second, the purpose of the shir is to give a simple and clear understanding of the pshat of the Gemara. We will try to avoid going into too many discussions of different machlekesim and different discussions in the daf. And in general, we'll try to use the pirush of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which is a simple, easy pirush to understand the Mishnah and the Gemara. So let's start. The first daf in this edition, daf Aleph, is mainly the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Maseches Brachos. And the Mishnah says, this is the girsa of the Yerushalmi, not Arvis, like we have in the Bavli, but Arvin. Since when do you start reading Shema in the evening? It says the Mishnah, Mishosh HaKoyanim Nichnosim Loichol Betrumosom. From the time the Koyanim go to eat Truma, which means after they go to the mikvah and they have Harav Shemesh, when comes the night, that's when they start eating Truma, and the Gemara is going to discuss when exactly is that time. At Soif HaShmur Rishayno Divi Rabbi Lazar, until the end of the first Ashmoira of the night. In the Bavli we learned that there is a discussion how many Ashmoiras are in the night. Is it three or four? You divide the night into three sections or four sections, and we reach Shema Pashtas, according to our Mishnah, until the first third of the night. That's what Rabbi Lozer says. You go till midnight. You could say Krishma until Amud HaShachar, until dawn. Says the Mishnah, the children of Gamliel came from the Beis HaMishteh, from a wedding. From Gamliel, they told him, Loi Karinu Shema. We did not read Shema, we did not say Shema yet. Omrelehem, im loy ala amud ha-shachar, if it's still not dawn, if it wasn't alois ha-shachar, chayavim atem likris, you should read Shema. Lo yizu bilvad omru, not only this they said, el kol sho'om chachomim ad chatzois, mitzvoson at she'aleh amud ha-shachar. Whatever chachomim told us that you should do until midnight, it really means until you get to dawn, to amud ha-shachar. And the Mishnah brings examples. Hekter chalovim ve'ivorim. When you put on the mizbeach, hekter chalovim ve'ivorim, you put in the fat and the limbs that go on the mizbeach. You have to put them on the night. When daf aleph on base, mitzvosom ad she'yah la'amud ha-shachar. The mitzvah is until the morning, until dawn. And also kol ha'necholim le'yom echot, any korban that you're supposed to eat it for one day and a night. That's a korbanis work. It's if you have it for Yom Echad, it's a day and a night, except Shlomim, which is 2 days and one night. But regular Karbonis is one day and the night after. Mitzvah somat shiyah le'amud ha-shachar. The mitzvah is until the morning. Imken, if so, lama omru chachomim ad chatzois. So why did chachomim say until midnight? We'll see in a moment where. Kedei laharchik es ha'odom min ha'aveiro. They said it only to prevent a person from doing an aveiro, meaning just a precaution, so a person will not get to delay the time and not do it on time. They said better if you're able to do it before Chatzos and not wait until the last moment. Now, as Rashi says in the Bavli, and so brings the Pirush HaCharedim here, when we say the things they are supposed to be the entire night, Chachomim said till Chatzos, it is now referring to hekter chalovim ve'evar. When you put in the mizbeach, the fat and the limbs of a korban, that can be done the entire night. On that, we don't say the chachamim required a person to do it until chatzos. Because in Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that chashash that the kohanim will make a mistake. Kohanim is reason. So therefore, that can be done the entire night. When the Mishnah tells us the chachamim said laharchik odom na'aveiro, to do till chatzos, except when we talk about Krishma, which we'll get back to in a moment, we're referring to specifically the time of Achilas Korban. It should be the entire night. Chazal said to do it till Chatzos, Leharchik es Odom min Aveira. Now, in regards to Kriya Shema, the way the Bavli learns, Ram Gamliel is telling his children that regarding Kriya Shema, he and Chachomim are not arguing. They both agree that Shema could be done the entire night. Mi'ikar Adin. All the Chachomim said is to try to avoid to do it after Chatzos. Because Laharchik Odom min Aveira, try to do Kriya Shema before Chatzos. That's all Chachomim said. And Ram Gamliel said the entire night. You can even understand that Ram Gamliel is not really arguing with Chachamim. He just says that you may rely on that when you need to. But the Yerushalmi learns differently. The Yerushalmi learns that the Machlekes in our Mishnah is that Rabbi Lazar, the first Shita, says that you can do Kriya Shema only the first third of the night because it says B'shach Becha, when people are going to sleep, people go to sleep in the first third of the night. Chachamim that argue, they say people go to sleep until Chatzos. Some people go to sleep a little later. And that's why it's the Chatzos, but you cannot do it after Chatzos. Ram Gamliel, his shita is, B'shavacha means as long as people are sleeping, which means the entire night. So it comes out according to that, according to the understanding of the Yerushalmi, that Ram Gamliel and Chachamim arguing in the Raisa, when can one read Kriya Shema? Chachamim say until Chatzos, and Gamliel says the entire night. Says the Haredi, that's what the Gemara is going to ask later. How did Gamliel argue against Chachamim? How can he go against the Rabbim? But they're not the same Shita. And here, when the Mishnah tells us, the Gamliel tells his kids that you could do the entire night, but Rabbanon or Machmir to do till Chatzos, he's not referring to Kriya Shema according to that. Because he holds the Kriya Shema's entire night, and Chachamim hold it's only till Chatzos, and there's no Chumra. That's the Ikar Adin. He's referring to only the eating of the korbanos. That's the only case, according to the Yerushalmi, that Chachomim said you something which is supposed to be the entire night, one should try to avoid and end it by Chatzos. Okay, let's start the Gemara, the first Gemara Yerushalmi. Me'emosai koyim et shema be'arvin v'chule. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, Anan taninon. And our Mishnah says that you start saying Shema from the time the Koyanim eat Truma. Tani Reb Chiyo has in the Braiso, Misho Shadech Bnei Odom Nechnasim Lechol Pison Beleili Shabbos. From the time when people start eating their meal on Leil Shabbos, Friday night. That's the time that you're supposed to say Kriya Shema. V'tanya lo, and the Braisa says, Kroivim divrem liyois shovim. These two times are very close to each other. The time where the Krihanim eat their truma, and the time where people start eating their meal on Leil Shabbos. Says the Gemara in the Beis Amud Aleph, Isochami, come see. This is, by the way, the big difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, when it says these type of Lashonis, it says, Toshma, come here. The Yerushalmi says, Isachami, come see. Interesting. The Bavli refers to Shmio and the Yerushalmi to Re'iyah. So, Isachami, come see. Mishah shakranim nechrasim loichol b'chumosom. The time the Kranim eat chumo, yemamo. V'im koichvayu. Meaning, it's right in the end of the day as the kechavim come out, as you have tzeisa kechavim, right beginning of the night. Mishah shadech bnei odom nichnosim lechol pison b'leil Shabbos, but the time the people go to eat their meal, o leil Shabbos, shoh v'tarte leilahu. It's 1 or 2 hours after night. 1 or 2 hours after tzeisa kechavim. Because in those days, the shuls were out there in the field, and people would walk very far to go daven and come back. Until they get home, it was 1 or 2 hours after Tzeis HaKachavim. It's a very far time for the beginning of the night. And you're saying that these two times are close to each other? Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said, Tipoter, We'll solve it. We'll answer it. Be'ilein kufrinayo dekikayo. And these small villages, dorchayun mistalko adahavo yemamo. They come back from the way when it's basically still day. Right as the day ends, they already come home. Why? Tetzadilon mikamei chiyuso. Because they are scared because of the animals. The word tetzadilon over here is explained in different ways. The Vilna Gaon really fixes it to say tetzari lohin, meaning it's tsar, it's scary. But Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either the tzadi, it's loshen tsudos nafshi, they're being hunted by the animals, or the tzadi loin loshen shmomo, emptiness, wilderness, place where people do not feel comfortable to go. The Primoishe says that tzadi loin means they have tzedo laderch, meaning that the food is ready early, so they come home early. Bal Kopanim, what the Gemara is telling us over here, is that in the small villages, people came home earlier. And that's the simen that Reb Chiya said in the Braiso. When people eat their food on Leil Shabbos, it's right in the beginning of the night, which is very close to the time of when Kohanim Oichlim B'Trumosom, which means beginning of the night, right after Tseis HaKrechovim. And with this, we end the first half of Meseches Brachos.